What? Post-Halloween blues. No. Not I. Halloween is not something I enjoy. You're adorable. But no, I don't revel in it. If anything, it depresses me. Maybe it's because I'm old and grumpy. Your girlfriend is a grumpy vampire. That would be an interesting costume. Put it out of your mind. Come here and let me steal your warmth. Really? Halloween is mockery. Not in a bad way, but a mockery nonetheless. Children playing, dressing up, and by children I mean mortals. You don't know what lies in the shadows. You don't know what you invite into your homes. And it reminds me of the distance between our worlds. We live in different worlds. Halloween reminds me of everything that I cannot have. Grumpy sea. My world is dark, complicated, deadly, bathed in moonlight. Your world is sunshine, fleeting, temporary. It used to be that Halloween was just annoying. An interesting time to hunt humans. Not knowing what walks beside them. Humans not knowing what they invite. Before you, I was separate. I did not walk in the mortal world and I did not care to. But you, I long to be in your world, to be with you, to walk hand in hand, but that will never be. And Halloween reminds me of that. We should not be. This is wrong. It doesn't feel wrong. The way I love you. The way I feel when you hold me. It doesn't feel wrong. But this goes against nature's natural order. I'm dead. My heart doesn't beat. As much as I long to be in your world, to be with you completely, I can't. And you can't live in my world. No. I won't talk of this. I should never have said it. Doesn't work that way. You know of vampires. And even then, you only know part of our world. If you knew me as I am in the dark, you would run. You say, can't this be enough? It's just Halloween. Halloween is past, so now I will rue on it no longer. I will not think of it, and you have no cause to worry. You won't let this go, will you? Darling, you cannot exist in my world. My world is dark and corrupted. You can't bear that kind of corruption. You would change. What? I will always love you. But I do not want to see you lose yourself. I don't want to see you regret. I don't doubt your love for me, but mortality is fleeting, changeable. Mercurial. The love of a vampire is permanent. A curse. A blessing. When a vampire loves, it is eternal. The object of that love may die, but the love remains. You carry it with you. Mortals. I've seen love rejected, forgotten. I know you love me. I feel your love. My heart beats. Feel alive. Would that love survive in my world? Would that love change? Purple. I find myself afraid. A somewhat unfamiliar emotion. And all this started with you asking me of Halloween. I can feel the sun in the sky. I should sleep. I'm not avoiding the conversation. Not completely. I know we need to talk of this. But tonight, we need to rest. For tonight, I will show you a glimpse of my world. Oh, love, don't be so eager. This may be unwise. This may pull at the threads of your love. We could start to unravel. This could be the end of us. Or as you say, the beginning. Please hold. I need to feel your arms around me. I'm afraid. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose us. But our time is limited. Your life is. I love you. I can't be without you. But the fear. Love is a risk. Kiss me so I think of this no more. My darling. I always sleep soundly in your arms. The sleep of the dead. I love you. Never doubt that. But I fear my love will be the undoing of me. I wish I could be as sure. A vampire lives in absolutes, a mortal in perhaps, maybe. Maybe I do live in your world somewhat. This doubt. It is a mortal thing. Now sleep. Sleep and let me dream of you. Dream of sunlight. Dream of. Dream of living in your world, happy.